Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
More revelations and new limits on Governor Cuomo. One of the women who accused the governor of sexual harassment says he had an aide take the mandatory workplace course on the issue and signed off as if he'd done it himself. In the interview that aired last night on the CBS Evening News, former aide Charlotte Bennett told Nora O'Donnell she heard the office director say she could not believe the woman was taking the course for Cuomo. Cuomo's office denies that, saying he did a review of mandated material and completed the training. Also, State Attorney General Letitia James has sent a document reservation request to his office for all electronic and written communications related to the sexual harassment investigation. And that comes as lawmakers vote to limit the powers Cuomo was granted during the early days of the pandemic.
Following the Senate's lead, the State Assembly voting overwhelmingly to strip some of Governor Cuomo's emergency powers. Now, the key word there is some. Republican Mary Beth Walsh says it doesn't go far enough.
That even if you back out the ones that maybe don't have anything to do with COVID or public health, it still leaves an awful lot left that he could amend or modify.
But Nassau Democrat Judy Griffin says stripping all of the governor's powers could cost lives in a deadly pandemic.
That would be reactive and an irresponsible approach that would result in chaos, and we do not have that liberty.
Well, the bill now goes to the governor for his signature, like it or not. The legislation passed with a veto-proof margin. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Meantime, there's also word today from the state health department that they are confirming reports that the COVID task force altered a state department report to omit the full number of nursing home patients killed by coronavirus. They say they did it, though, because they were concerned about the accuracy of the data, not because of politics. And there's word that two more Cuomo aides, a healthcare data analyst and a scheduler, are leaving the administration. The Post says at least five people have left in the last week. In New Jersey, teachers and daycare workers can now get vaccinations. The Garden State Health Department confirmed yesterday that pre-K to 12 educators and staff are currently eligible. They say the state is answering the call from the Biden administration. In New York State, prisons started offering COVID shots to people in custody with pre-existing conditions yesterday. That is 3 weeks after the shots became available to people on the outside. The department says it waited until everybody over 65 who wanted a shot got their second one. Meantime, the nation's top infectious disease expert is advising caution. Correspondent Nikki Batiste.
A very different timeline from Dr. Anthony Fauci on Instagram Live.
The logistic constraint of getting the vaccine into people's arms will probably take an additional few months. So we project that anyone who wants to get vaccinated will have gotten vaccinated by the time we get to the end of the summer and the beginning of the fall.
Fauci says the current plateau in cases could just be the lull before another surge. He is urging everybody to continue wearing masks and taking precautions. Word of a possible breakthrough treatment for COVID. Merck announced this morning that its experimental antiviral drug molnupiravir showed a quicker reduction in infectious virus in people with early COVID-19. In a statement, the company called the finding from a new study promising. The antiviral is currently in a phase 2-3 trial set to be finished in May. There's no word on when it might be approved. New Jersey-based Merck moved into therapeutics in January after its two possible COVID vaccines didn't work. Meantime, President Biden is coming to Baltimore next week to talk up the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which Merck is helping produce under a partnership with J&J. Presidents compared that agreement to the spirit of national cooperation during World War II. Herd immunity may be closer than you think thanks to vaccines. That is a word from a new CNN analysis, which says that the nation stays on the current pace of about 2 million shots a day. And if the nation really does have enough vaccine for every adult by the end of May, as President Biden said this week, we could reach herd immunity by summer, the point at which enough people are protected against the virus that it can't spread. But experts are still really worried about variants of COVID, and this week's word that several states are lifting mask mandates and reopening is raising new concerns.
After a new CDC report showing mask mandates were associated with a drop in COVID cases and deaths about 20 days later, the findings also linked restaurants with on-site dining to an increase in infections 6 weeks later and deaths 2 months later.
That is correspondent Whit Johnson. Word that they are now treating up an accident in Midtown yesterday as a pure accident after the rest of the driver was voided.
It started with a white van heading down 2nd Avenue colliding with a Toyota Camry near East 50th Street. Joseph was working inside the corner coffee shop.
It looked like just color very briefly, and I found out it was the truck going pretty fast down the street. Split second later, I see the car spin out right around the corner.
There was a chain reaction. The car that was hit destroyed an outdoor dining structure, and debris from that structure hit two boys, 5 and 7 years old. Meanwhile, the van continued for another block, where it hit a fruit stand and hurt three other people. All the injuries are minor. Fire Battalion Chief Tom LaPola.
I mean, they're fortunate that most people were off the sidewalk, I guess.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on the east side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.